Good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. And it's time now for your morning update for Wednesday, July 7th. Brought to you by Needs Electric. Well, it's happened again. You've made the electrically fatal mistake of operating your toaster and microwave at the same time, tripping the breaker once again and plunging your kitchen into darkness. Well, now you have to drag yourself downstairs, reset that breaker, then carry yourself back up the stairs to a lighted kitchen and cold breakfast. Well, surely there's something to be done about this problem. Well, there is. That's when you call Nate's Electric. Nate's does residential and commercial work, automation design, grain storage and drying, lighting, maintenance, new construction, remodeling and repair, trenching, wiring and rewiring. Don't short yourself. Call Nate's Electric, 218-779-3672. Weather today, partly sunny skies. Warming up a little bit compared to yesterday. Our high today, right around 74 degrees. Trial of Samala Pendleton continues as two officers involved take the witness stand. Pendleton is charged with the murder of Grand Forks Officer Cody Holte and his mother, 61-year-old Lola Moore. Now, Corporal Ron Nord and Sergeant Kelly McLean from the Grand Forks Sheriff's Office both testified the events of May 27th began as they were serving an eviction notice to Pendleton, who refused to open the door to the apartment. State's attorney questioned Sergeant McLean before showing the 30 minutes of footage taken from McLean's body camera. The defense cross-examined him, focusing on the question, who fired first? It's just a loud crack, numerous rounds, repetitive, loud. The apartment was full of the gun smoke smell, which is why the smoke alarm started going off again, said McLean. It's a sound that was different from any other gun I've fired before. I won't forget it. Corporal Rod Norder was shot in his right leg, took the witness stand, and faced extensive questions from both the state and defense, and 20 minutes of Nord's body camera footage was shown. Then Corporal Pat Torak of Grand Forks Police Department took the stand. He responded to the shots fired call with Officer Holte. After announcing themselves, Torak and Holte joined McLean and Nord. Another volley of gunshots ensued, hitting and killing Holte. After the defense cross-examined Torak, the court went into recess. They'll resume today. Pendleton is also charged with three counts of attempted murder, terrorizing, criminal mischief, and reckless endangerment. If convicted of double murder, Pendleton could face life in prison. Well, a Grand Forks man facing decades behind bars for sexually abusing a young child, according to court documents. 28-year-old Joseph Case charged with three AA felony counts of gross sexual imposition. Court documents say Grand Forks police were called on June 24th for a sexual assault that had already occurred. Now, the mother of the 8-year-old victim told investigators that her daughter had disclosed Case had touched her private parts. Documents say days later, Case admitted to doing these things three separate times in February and March of this year. If convicted, Case could spend the rest of his life in prison. Well, the Grand Forks Fire Department says they've wrapped up an investigation of a vehicle fire that happened Sunday night near South Washington Street and 47th Avenue South. Fire officials say the driver of the vehicle was carrying fireworks in the bed of his pickup when the fire started. Officials said there were some used and unused fireworks in the pickup bed, and sparks from nearby fireworks south of city limits ignited the fireworks in the back of the truck. Officials also say the fire spread to the vehicle. Well, Forks First presents Prohibition Comedy Night. Check out comedians James Stanley and Ahmed Khalif and special host Toby Shamu. Show starts at 8 o'clock. It's this Friday. Don't miss this awesome event. Coming on again this Friday. Buy your tickets in advance at ForksFirstPresents.com. Forks First Presents Prohibition Comedy Night. It's this Friday in East Grand Forks. The North Dakota National Guard is deploying soldiers to help the border protection. About 125 soldiers from Bismarck-based unit will be sent to the U.S. border with Mexico later this year for an undetermined amount of time. They will assist customs and border protection along the border. And finally, in sports, White Sox beat the Twins 8-5 last night, in which the Twins' Max Kepler belted a couple of homers. Two teams wrap up the series at noon today. NBA Finals Game 1 had the Phoenix Suns beating the Milwaukee Bucks 118-105. Game 2 is tomorrow night. Legion Baseball today, Grand Forks Blues play the Fargo Comets. Well, that's your morning update with special thanks to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You know, life doesn't seem to ever slow down. Everything needs to be done right now. Well, when it comes time for an oil change, stop into Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Most oil changes are done within 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change does more, too. Transmission and coolant flushes, tire rotations and batteries. And included in your oil change, they'll top off your fluids, check your tires, battery, lights, wipers, and cabin air filter. You'll get discounts for fleets and the military, too. You can text and email invoices and coupons, and make sure you mention Grand Forks Best Source. They'll give you $10 off your oil change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, it's open 7 days a week with no appointment needed, and pickup delivery is available in Grand Forks, too. Come to Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and more. 3325 South 38th Street, or call 701-780-8462. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. And make sure you stay tuned for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Later this morning, we talked to Travis from Brothers Firearms. Are there guns and ammunition shortages and more? Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone, too. Man, Grand Forks is an awesome place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again.